And now, for the only true movie star on this stage, me.
I apparently was in Star Wars.
How high was I when I said I would do this?
I'm a generous guy, so sharing the spotlight is my gift to all of you.
I am still Bruce Willis.
What the f*** am I doing here? This is like that Moscow hotel room where a bunch of whores pissed all over Donald Trump. I mean, this is what you get for being Alex's friend. On nights like these, you expect your friends, the people you've worked with closely, to show up. Tina Fey, Tracy Morgan, Thomas the Tank Engine, Meryl Streep. Not one. Instead, we have a group. You can't even find them on Wikipedia. and like, who are these people? I mean, who the f*** are you? Ann Coulter, everybody. Nikki is what's known as a dirty comedian. And I don't mean her material. I mean she hasn't washed a pussy since Memorial Day. Caroline Ray.
Oh, God.
Caroline. Caroline did over 160 episodes of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. That's a lot of teenagers. Not R. Kelly numbers, but still. Pretty impressive. Sean Hayes.
Where's I'm over Sean? Here.
Over here. I was in Goodfellas. I'm guessing Sean has also been in Goodfellas. And some bad fellas. And more than a few sailors, I'm sure. Caitlyn Jenner. Now, there's something different about you, but I can't put my finger in it.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Comedy Central wanted to have Caitlyn on a roast after her surgery, so now they can pay her 20% less. When I did Raging Bull, I had to gain 60 pounds in 4 months. Jeff, what's your excuse? Ken DeJong once stopped his stand-up show to help a woman in the audience who was having a seizure. Hey, if a seizure is what it takes to stop him from doing stand-up, I'm for that. Adam Carolla. Adam promotes a drink called the Brosé Cocktail. Finally, a light, refreshing summer drink for date rapists. And now, for the only true movie star on this stage, me. Critics say I have a unique quality as an actor. I actually like Alec Baldwin. And I'm happy to be here for Alec, but honestly, I'm here to teach Chris Redd, Caitlyn Jenner, and Blake Griffin how to f*** black women.
Please welcome Jonah Hill.
Hi, guys. James. How's it going? It's really great to be here for my buddy James. I just don't know why they would choose me, though, because there's nothing really anyone can make fun of me for. I guess these guys are gonna make fun of me for something, so I just think I'm just gonna be nice and say what I like about them, because I really love all these people up here. You know, like Bill Hader, good friend of mine, right? He was brilliant on SNL, he was brilliant, and when he left the show this year, every single person was like, what are you doing? You're never, ever gonna work again, like ever. And what does my man Bill do? Boom, he goes ahead and books himself a T-Mobile commercial. Who's laughing now, Lorne Michaels? My man Bill is. I mean, this guy's cashing checks from the fourth largest mobile provider in the nation. And look, no, look, I respect Bill because Sprint was coming after him hard. But he just held out for that f*** you T-Mobile money. Bill's awesome. I love you, Bill. Andy Samberg is another friend of mine. I love him. And now that he's got his new TV show, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which I'm assuming is about this Brooklyn cop who tried to make it in the movie business but failed and got sent back to TV. My only question is, Andy, when the show gets canceled after 5 episodes, are you going to do a different cell phone commercial, or are they going to turn Bill's into a two-hander for both of you guys? Andy's awesome. Sarah Silverman, so amazing, so beautiful. I think you're gorgeous, and I think it's crazy because everyone's like, she's hot for a comic, but I don't agree because she's not just hot for a comic. She's hot for someone her age.
That's right.
Seriously, Sarah, you were my favorite comic as a kid. And people say it's too late for Sarah to become successful in movies at her age. I, again, do not agree. It's not impossible. I mean, it's not like they're asking you to bear children or anything like that. Because you can't do that.
We got Ludacris. We got my man Snoop Dogg. Shaq. This is crazy. Usually when I see this many brothers sitting together, Mari Povich is about to open the envelope. I've never seen anything like it. Shaq, take that dumbass look off your face. You look stupid. Shaq, how did you even end up on a roast? That's what I want to know. They must have called up the NBA pregame show and said, you know what? Send us the third funniest guy. Wait, he's unavailable? Send us Shaq. Let us get Shaq then. My man Snoop Dogg is here. There he is. Yeah. Wait. Let me clear something up for all the young people here tonight. Snoop Dogg is a rapper. Yeah, that's my aunt's favorite rapper. You know, for all the black people that are confused about that old white woman on the couch, that's Martha Stewart. Yeah, right there. That's Martha Stewart right there. Martha, do me a favor and put your ankle bracelet on vibrate so we don't have no problems during the show.
What a night. You've all talked about me berating the paparazzi, marrying a woman half my age, and so many other memorable achievements. I'm glad you all had fun and a sizable amount of TV exposure at my expense, but just one more charitable act that I've done that I won't get credit for. I'm a generous guy, so sharing the spotlight is my gift to all of you. But at the same time, I want to set all of you straight, not you, Sean. If your father couldn't do that, how can I? Sean, you have the face of a ventriloquist doll and the asshole of a much larger ventriloquist doll. Blake Griffin, my gift to you is bringing awareness to whatever tragic skin disease it is you have. You're a remarkable man, Blake. I wish we were as close as your eyes are. Blake Griffin, tonight you demonstrated what you do best, sitting while others score. We're all learning. It's all we can do. I didn't even know what a Nikki Glaser was before tonight, and I still don't. Were you the flight attendant I was rude to? I'm sorry if you were, but I don't regret finishing my game of words with friends on that flight. I sniped an incredible 92-pointer with Zymergy. Zymergy, Bob, isn't that your second wife's name? No, wait, it's the medication Jeff Ross takes for losing his battle with seepage.
What devastating comment could I make about Nikki Glaser that she hasn't already muttered to herself in a mirror at Equinox?
That's so true.
Caroline Ray, Caroline, I just love you. You are so open and honest. Backstage, she told all of us she hasn't been laid in so long. She went through Caitlyn Jenner's trash looking for dick. But you were great tonight. You were great tonight. This is the longest you've gone without mentioning Sabrina the Teenage Witch. True story. Caroline visited my sick mother when she was dying of cancer in the hospital. We sat for a bit, and then she turned on the TV and said, Sabrina the Teenage Witch is on. Caroline, you totally get the assist on that suicide. My mom attacked that morphine button like she was trying to buzz in on Jeopardy.
Oh my God.
Woo! Ken Jeong, I'm proud of you. Normally you come across like an Asian stereotype, but tonight your lips totally match the words you were saying. I'm such a fan of your work. The way you flipped that shrimp tail into your hat on my birthday was just genius. I realize I'm not very big in the Asian community, but I suppose there's a good reason. The hardest possible title for you to pronounce is Glengarry Glen Ross.
My name is Seth Rogen. Welcome to the Comedy Central roast of James Franco. Why are we here? Why are we doing this? Anyway, I'll start with the Jewiest and work my way down. Sarah Silverman is here. Sarah and I actually worked together on the film Take This Waltz, which she was great in. She actually did full frontal nudity in the movie, which was fantastic. It was amazing. I always thought she was very liberal, but it turns out she's actually a giant Bush supporter. Huge. Aziz Ansari is here. Yes. This is actually the longest Aziz has ever heard me talk without checking to see if someone more famous has texted him. I want to make fun of you for being friends with Kanye West, but truthfully, it's the only cool thing there is about you, so I can't do that. Jonah Hill is here. A lot of people compare Jonah to a young Belushi, Jim Belushi. Jonah's actually started to move away from comedy. It happens 5 minutes into his movie, The Sitter. Andy Samberg is here. And he plays a cop on his new Fox show. His first case will be investigating the disappearance of his new Fox show. A lot of people are live tweeting the show tonight. Speaking of 140 characters no one gives a shit about, Bill Hader is here. Bill's a great impressionist. Right now he's doing an impression of a guy who really regrets leaving SNL. Nick Kroll is here. Yes. Nick Kroll is the scary Jewish face Mel Gibson runs from in his dreams every night. Let's start talking about someone people actually give a shit about. James Franco. You know, who is the real James Franco? Is he an artist? Is he an actor? Is he a scholar? He's tough to pin down, although I've heard many guys have been able to do it.
I learned two things tonight bumping into Seth Green backstage. He is a big Star Wars fan, and I apparently was in Star Wars. So, amazing. That must have been great. You know, now, Wayne Brady How are you? You're so white that I tried to snort you backstage, didn't I? I'm sorry.
Wow.
Now, I have seen Gilbert Gottfried at 12-step meetings. He was not actually there. They held a picture up of him, and they said, if you f*** this man, A, how humiliating for you, and B, you must be an alcoholic. At least I hope so.
Buckle up, bitches. This is ass-whooping time. That's what I'm talking about. You know, in my action movies, there's always some young punk trying to come at me, and tonight it's Judas Gordon-Levitt. Joe, I took you under my wing. Tried to make you tough. Tried to make you an action star, which ain't easy to do with a kid who looks like the bad boy of figure skating. Joseph played a younger me in Looper. Couldn't pull it off. There's only one actor who successfully played me. It was Demi Moore. And she made a lot more money than you did, sweetheart. And now I want to take on the toughest person up here, my friend, ex-con Martha Stewart. Yeah, baby. If anyone can survive in prison, it's someone who can toss a salad. That's right. Martha's a real corporate kingpin. She even has her own brand of wine. It's like her boyfriend. It comes in an old box. Martha is also a humanitarian. When she heard about the kids at the border living in tiny cages, she sent them sewing machines. What's wrong with that? Kevin Pollak, welcome to the party, pal. You owe your whole career to the guys you impersonate. You've made more money doing Schwarzenegger than his maid. And not to mention, you're better at cleaning houses. And finally, it's so great to have the esteemed diplomat Dennis Rodman here.
Woo!
I don't want to say Dennis is a bad negotiator, but he thinks a shoe deal is when you get two at the same time. Dennis, how do you and Kim Jong-un communicate when neither of you speak English? Dennis, I know you think it's a big deal that you saved the world, but it's not as much as it's made up to be. Who cares? I've saved the world 18 times. Nothing can keep me down. I've been attacked by terrorists, asteroids, film critics, music critics, restaurant critics, divorce lawyers, male pattern baldness, and none of it stopped me because I am still Bruce Willis. People ask me why I did this roast. Was it because one of the last guys who did it became president? Hell no. Why would I want to be president when I can just keep being Bruce Willis? Yeah. I did this roast for one reason and for one reason only, to settle something once and for all. Now, please listen very carefully. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. It's a goddamn Bruce Willis movie. So a yippee-ki-yay to all of you. Good night.